Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes Apostle to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I'm still sharing concerning never forget this. Never forget this. I believe you are being blessed. I believe you are learning some few things that will help you. That will be a reference point in your life. This is one of the major reference points in my life. I always think about it. You know, whenever there's a temptation to do something wrong to a believer, I just remember some of these things, and it informs me, it helps me to live my life the way God wants me to live it. Because I always see myself standing before the judgment seat of Christ, and I see that when my life comes to an end, my judgment has actually come to an end. All the record of what I've done comes to an end, you know, and God will give me my crown or give me my reward at that particular time. This is how I see things every single day. You see, if you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation or a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. You are a new creature. Okay? You are a new creature, a new person altogether. You are a child of God. The verse 18 says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. The day we came born again, you are reconciled to God. Then he says, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So as soon as you become born again, God gives you a ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile others to himself. You see, to bring others into peace with himself. It's our duty, it's our responsibility. We can't ignore it. Take that out of Christianity and it is nothing. Christianity is nothing. If you take that out, then we are nothing. We are just existing. We are just there. You see, I've been saying this for some time now, that if Christianity was all about we going to heaven, then every preacher should have a dagger in his hand. You see, or an axe. As soon as someone gives their life to Christ, you just, you know, kill him so that he can go to heaven. If heaven were the reason why we are born again. Heaven is there, it's true, it's there, it's part of it. But heaven is not the only reason. God keeps us here for us to mature and to help others to mature so that we can rule and reign with him. That's why God keeps us here. That's why we are here. You see, until the day you check out from this world, every single day is an opportunity for you to serve as a minister of reconciliation, to bring others into his kingdom and to help those who are in his kingdom to grow, to create an environment for them to grow. So important. Hallelujah. It says, and all things of God, who has reconciled us to himself, verse 18 once again, by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So he's giving us a ministry with the word of reconciliation, to bring others, you see, bring others in. It says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. You are an ambassador, you are a representative of Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ that be reconciled to God. You see, so you are a minister of reconciliation with the word of reconciliation in your lips. Share the gospel with somebody and help somebody grow. Train somebody. Look for somebody to train. You can train them on WhatsApp or something by having discussions with people instead of talking about all the unnecessary things. You know, sometimes you talk about so-called celebrities who are not real. You don't even know who they are. You know, we have to talk about the number one celebrity, who is Christ, Jesus Christ. We have to talk about him with others. This is our responsibility. This is our sole duty. This is the reason why God brings people to you. This is the reason why you are in a family, to help your family members get to know. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 6. Paul mentions something remarkable there concerning our ministry. You see, he says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Paul planted. It was Paul who started the church in Corinth. He started the Corinthian church. That was why he said, I planted. In other words, he brought people in and he started the church. And he says, Apollos watered. Apollos helped them to grow. Apollos came to preach to them about different things that helped them to grow in the Lord. Then he says, but God gave the increase. Then he says, so then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planted and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. He says, everyone shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. So what is your labor? What is going to show up on that day? You see, then verse 9 says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Anybody you teach the word of God to is God's farm, is God's building. And you are aiding, the Holy Spirit wants to use you. This is the reason why the Holy Spirit is in our lives. The Holy Spirit is not in our lives for us to just be there. You know, the Bible says that when he comes, he shall give you power, that you shall become a witness, a martyr. You know, that's what the word witness means. It means a martyr, one who gives himself completely for a cause, one who gives himself for something to happen. You see, you become a witness. It says, when he comes upon you, you shall receive power. You see, and you shall be witnesses unto me. This is in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and then unto the uttermost parts of the earth. This is why the Holy Spirit has come, to give us power. You see, he has made us laborers together with him, and we must work with him. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. There's a reward for you, brothers and sisters. There's a reward for you. So don't keep your eyes off the reward. Jesus Christ did that. Jesus Christ kept his eyes on the reward. Bible says that who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and endured the shame. You see, he knew what was going to happen. What was going to, this day will definitely come in your life. It's a day coming when you really stand before God. Never forget it. It will come one day. Let that knowledge regulate your life. Let that knowledge show you how to live. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. So whenever you are going to criticize a man of God, remember that one day you stand and you would give an account of what you said. Hallelujah. The Bible says that every idle word, we shall give account for every idle word. So important. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.